Around the Greg, 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 around the boom, 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 beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, boop, bop, boop.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Daft Punk.
Yeah, you are.
So I watched the Mavericks last night.
First off, hold on, wait. Before we get into that.
Okay.
You notice anything new about our little area here?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Nothing?
Mm-mm. Nope.
360 your head. Think about this. What's funny is that it's his chair, and he doesn't notice.
Nope. Nothing.
I just let everybody in on what happened.
I heard what you said.
What?
You said it's my chair.
Yeah.
It's my old chair.
Yeah, it's your old chair.
Yeah. My old disgusting chair.
What happened to the arm rails there, Greggles? It looks like you went hardcore beaver on it and just...
First off, it was like this when I got it.
So you're blaming Adam?
Yes. I'm okay. Blaming the probably 30 guys who have used this chair in the past.
Cappy.
Russ.
Troy, probably.
This chair has probably made its way around many an office.
Okay.
Since both armrests have been chewed.
Right.
To a point of ridiculousness.
I mean, there's one of the left arm there is missing all of its padding.
Yeah, it's all gone.
It's like somebody literally chewed right through it.
Yeah, so I had taken a chair from the agency Delos Infinotes.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while I had it. It was great. I loved the chair. One day, Don Pelham, of being Don Pelham fame,
mm-hmm.
stole my effing chair back. And I'm like, no, don't take that chair. No,
yeah.
no. And he gave me the worst chair of all time
okay.
to replace it. It's like the chair you have,
mm-hmm.
but worse.
Okay.
So I was constantly running over my cord and my desk, and I'm like, "This, I can't have this mm-hmm. chair anymore." So I went to go get another chair, and Chickering's like, "Well, isn't that your chair?" And he showed me this one again.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to use this one. I went, "Chickering, please have a new chair." And he went, "Okay."
He came through.
Yeah, he went, "Okay." So I went to go look at a chair. I said, "Buy this chair." He bought that chair.
Booyah.
But then I had to put it together today.
Oh, well, that's not any fun.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a pain?
No.
I usually don't like putting chairs together because you have to do it upside down, and that's the hard part is when you get it assembled, then you have to flip it back over.
I mean, I build IKEA furniture like it's nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with putting things together.
Mm-hmm.
But it just took me like 20 minutes.
Do you eat their horse dogs?
Yes.
Okay, good.
They're good. Swedish meatballs there.
Ooh.
And that lingonberry drink that they've got.
Right.
And their cinnamon rolls. Oh, I love how the place smells like cinnamon rolls.
Mm.
I love IKEA.
Oh, you do.
Love it.
You so love it.
I love IKEA.
I have to give a big shout out first and foremost to my buddy JJ, Jason Jennings.
Abrams?
No. Not J.J. Abrams. We can talk about him later in his Star Wars cast. My good old buddy Jason Jennings, who I've played baseball with for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
went on to play at Baylor, became an all-star at Baylor, and then was a rookie of the year for the Colorado Rockies, played for the Astros and the Rangers before his arm fell apart and had to retire. But anyway, shout out to him because he is only the second person in Baylor history to have their number retired.
Oh, congratulations, bub.
So, shout out to him. Good job, buddy.
Good work.
All right, go ahead.
Were we J.J. Abramsing?
We can.
So I was reading an article. They just released the cast of the new Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
which they brought back Mark Hamill and
the Carrie Big Four.
Fisher and Harrison Ford. And I'm kind of excited about it.
Carrie Fisher, that's going to be weird.
But she has to do it.
She has to. I just see her playing Princess Leia in just like a big giant muumuu.
Yeah.
Because there's no way they're going to...
It would be funny if they put her in the slave Leia costume.
Yeah.
Man, back in the day, she was hot.
She was hot. Man, but she's badass crazy.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
They released the cast, which looks pretty cool. But apparently, they wanted to make a Boba Fett movie.
Right.
But they can't because Disney didn't realize that Boba Fett is a bounty hunter.
So they won't let him do it?
A bad guy. They don't want to make movies about bad guys.
Oh.
We're Disney.
Okay, but they can make Frozen, which is about suppressing your feelings and not talking to people and
letting it go.
Becoming a recluse.
How do you not realize that you've frozen half of the world?
Right.
Becoming a recluse, if you will.
Yeah. Arendelle's in deep, 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 deep snow. You know how many times I've listened to the Frozen song?
100 times.
Oh, I watched it
for the first time.
More.
It's pretty good the first time I saw it. I don't think I need to see it again.
I mean, I've seen that movie 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute when my kid starts to sing, you know, Let It Go, because she belts it out, and it's pretty funny. And it's way off pitch, so that makes it even better. But yeah, I mean, come on. Disney, really? No bounty hunter movie?
I want to see Boba Fett just straight up killing people.
Oh my God, it'd be great.
And you know, I really wish that they would release the original version of Star Wars again on DVD, not the retouched Han shoots second crap that's out now. Because that's what I want. I watched. That's how I got into Star Wars. That's my life.
So, what do you want? You want it to be like the original?
The original untouched.
But they can they can like remaster it, right?
You okay with that? I don't want them to remaster it.
You want it to still be that old film quality?
Yes. I had the VHSs.
Where you can see the outline of the layovers.
Oh, yeah.
As the X-Wing fighters are flying through space.
I want to see all the layovers. I want it to be the legit, real-deal Holyfield version of Star Wars that I had on VHS growing up that I must have watched until they broke.
Yeah.
But now you can't get it. You can't find it.
I know. Everything's digitized.
Everything's digitized and then Lucasized where he ruins it.
So is this movie going to be a continuation of
the universe? Yes.
Where's it going to go? Where does this one start?
Well, there's a bunch of source material they could use.
Yeah.
But apparently they don't want to use any of it.
Okay.
So they're going to make a whole new movie that happens after the first Star Wars, or after the original series.
After the first three.
After the
first completion of the first three.
Yes.
Well, I mean, J.J. Abrams, he'll be all right for the project, I think. Don't you think?
Star Trek movies are all right. They're pretty good.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes.
I hope it's good. It couldn't be worse than the new three that Lucas released.
Oh, man.
Those were terrible.
The first one, I guess you want to call it that, in 99, when they came out.
Phantom Menace.
That was awful.
That movie was terrible.
Man, and there was so much hype around that. Thought it was going to be great.
Yeah, you're like, Star Wars is back, and it's cool. And
Sucked.
They had, like, a great villain, and they kill him in the first chance they get, and you're like, no.
Yeah, Darth Maul.
Darth Maul was awesome.
Yeah.
They could have kept him
around. Double-edged sword.
They could have kept him around for all three movies.
Oh, I know. He had a cool face.
Yeah, his face was cool.
Man, he was awesome.
The weird teeth and the horns and the eyes and the red and the black. And you're like, this guy is a badass.
Right, and then he gets killed.
Straight up stabbed Liam Neeson.
Bad.
I'm disappointed.
Bad on their part.
Disappointed.
What else is going on? It's been a couple days since we've been in here and done this thing.
So last night.
Yeah.
The New York Rangers.
Yeah.
Greater than the Texas Rangers.
At this moment in time, yes.
They made it to the next round of the NHL playoffs, where they will be beaten by the Pittsburgh Penguins.
The Penguins are pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to win the whole thing.
I'm pretty sure they should.
And I haven't watched any hockey this year, except for the two or three games that the Stars played in the playoffs. But I'm just going to go with the Pittsburghs to win it all. You kind of have to.
Yeah.
They have Sid the Kid. They have the ghost of Mario Lemieux.
They have the ghost of Mario Lemieux and the ghost of Jaromir Jagr.
Oh, my God. You know what?
What?
Speaking of.
What?
4 days in a row.
Uh-oh.
4 days.
Uh-oh.
We have a puzzle at our house that my son plays with. And when you take a piece out and you put the piece back in, it makes a noise. And in this case, the pieces are musical instruments. So let's say you take the violin out and you put it back in. It plays Old MacDonald Had a Farm in the sound of a violin. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay? So, Sunday night, get the kids to bed. Erica's back in the bedroom.
Is this a ghost story?
I turn the TV and everything off.
This is a ghost story.
And as I'm walking away, that puzzle, without the pieces in it, plays Old MacDonald Had a Farm. So I thought, that's really weird. The following night, we're in there. We're shutting everything down. We're walking away. Puzzle, nothing in it, plays again. And it doesn't do this at all, ever. Like, throughout the day, throughout the rest of the night, just when we get up to walk away, it does it again. So, Tuesday night, went to a kids' fundraiser over in Fort Worth with the great Kelly Raspberry and Caroline Craddock. And got home, going to bed, it plays again. So I'm like, this is the third night in a row. There has to be some kind of explanation for this. I'm like, hey, are you a ghost? And it played again. So we're like, okay, that's crazy. That's really crazy. This is the third night that it's happened. So last night, I go, I turn a lamp off. I'm about to walk to my bedroom, and it played again. And I videotaped it. And as we're walking away, like, Erica and I are both standing there kind of like, this is the weirdest thing ever. And I've got goosebumps, and it's really crazy.
Did you start yelling at it like in Ghost Hunters?
No, but I'm like, are you a ghost? If you are, play it again. And it happened again.
You know, this is how the movie Poltergeist started. So before you know it, you're going to have graves start shooting out of the ground and bodies, like, dumping themselves. Mm-hmm. And Abby's going to be in front of the TV watching static.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to turn around and be like, they're here. Or she'll be really rude about it.
Right.
Because she's like, ghost here.
That's exactly how it's going to go down.
She's going to be very mean about it.
So anyway, so our house.
You're going to have a little munchkin telling her to run to the light. And she's like, no, I don't want to go to the light.
She's going
to
treat the ghosts like such a piece of crap.
Oh, she's going to be so mean to them. But what is ghosts? But what are ghostings? So, why do you say boo?
Yeah. So there we go. We have a ghost at our house. It's really creepy. So we'll see. If it happens again tonight, I swear to God, I'm calling a medium to come in there and figure out what's happening.
I don't believe in no ghosts.
Well, I know you don't, but it's creepy. It's like four nights in a row. That's what's weird. And it only happens right when we're ready to go to bed. That's what's weird. Like, it doesn't happen at all. Like, yesterday, it didn't happen once during the day.
And then...
But as soon as I went to turn the lamp off, and, like, I mean, I got goosebumps. It was crazy. It was crazy weird. All right. So we got to wrap this thing up.
Haunted palatial mansion.
Dude, it's so weird.
You live in Disney World.
Erica thinks that she drove spirits out of the ground because she tried to kill some plants or, like, kill some weeds on the side of the house. And she's like, ghosts don't like it when you disturb their...
Weeds?
The ghost weeds. They don't like it when you try to kill them.
They don't like when you take their ghost weed.
Yeah.
I'd smoke some ghost weed.
That's probably what happened to us.
You smoked their ghost weed.
Our house is filled with ghost weed. All right. Facebook.com/Greg and Greg Show. On iTunes, look up Greg, Jake, and Greggles. Or on Twitter, @GregandGregShow.
Or you can just look up the Greg and Greg Show on iTunes now.
Okay.
Because I fixed it. It's no longer Greg, Jake, and Greggles. It's now... The Greg and Greg Show.
Sweet.
Any way you spell it, you could spell Greg first or Greg first.
Yeah.
You can get it.
Good. We're worldwide, buddy. All right. Boo out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.